And we're back, and now it's time to talk about the plan, how we're getting so close to stopping these people. We just need to do it right, or else everything will go wrong.
National Security Agency. Here we had every phone call, email, and text from every device stored and archived. Whether it be someone making a doctor's appointment, or the deep state setting up a massive heroin purchase from the Taliban. In the right hands, it would be enough information to expose the entire sinister criminal plot to rob us blind and wipe us out. Hold that thought. Now I need to explain the plan. The good guys were devising a plan to reclaim the world from the cabal and return it to the people. It would involve alliances with multiple countries, since the criminals had global rat lines, trade, and other infrastructure in place that would need their cooperation.
When we talk about other nations, the people that are shown are Putin, Kim Jong-un, MBS. It's just a murderer's row of scumbags and dictators and just absolute pieces of shit. It's really funny that these are the good guys in QAnon. That like they're just like, now we're going to start working with the good guys to topple the bad guys. And here are your good guys. I mean, it would be like you are a comic book fan and you're reading this comic book and the comic book is about the bad guys run the world. But now this bunch of plucky do-gooders are going to try to take them out and save us all. They're going to work out alliances with Lex Luthor, the Joker, Thanos, Magneto. And it's like, wait. Those are the villains. Those are the bad guys. Shut up, nerd. Do you want to beat the deep state or not? And it's like, it sounds like you're the deep state. I mean, Vlad Putin? Really? Vlad's a good guy? He's like, yeah, shut up. What are you? A commie lib? What are you doing? I mean, it's like, oh my God. It's just so ridiculous that, it's just really, really, really silly that this is the way it works inside QAnon, where they just push this nonsense and tell us that black is white and up is down and all the rest of it, that, oh no, the people that you see on the TV that the TV is telling you are bad, secretly they're good. They're the guys that are going to beat the bad guys and make everything right. They're the ones that are going to help make America great again. And this is actually like the last part of this. The we're building to Trump now, but this section and then the Trump section is to me hilarious. Joe says so many things in this part of it that are just, They're real gut busters to me because it's just such ridiculous statements. He says things that are just cartoonishly stupid. And that's what makes it like really funny to listen to this, like 9 years in the QAnon. So here we go. I think this is probably gonna be like the last chunk of the video I'm going to play this week because I'm saving when he actually uses Trump's name for the part three and the big finale. So here we go.
It came down to two choices for America. Launch a military coup to seize the government from whichever cabal puppet was in the White House at the time. Or win legitimately, take control of the NSA, expose the criminals for what they are, and arrest them all. Obviously, the first option would be very troubling for the public. With people still preoccupied with cabal-engineered social issues, they would likely revolt and hurt themselves and others.
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit more, but I have to stop it there because I'm laughing. I just love the idea of this statement from Joe where he's like, yeah, if we launched a military coup and took the government over by what would appear to be illegitimate means, the American people being a bunch of stupid morons would probably do a bunch of dumb shit and get themselves hurt in the process. And that's the framing he uses for you Joe Sixpack, you just generic American, you watch the 2016 election go off, Hillary wins, Hillary takes office, and then a couple months later, suddenly there's a military coup and Hillary is being deposed. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? I mean, I don't agree with her on everything, but she did win the election and blah, blah, blah. And you go out and protest the toppling of your government, the end of the American Republic, and all that stuff. And Joe M. is just like, oh, these idiots. Oh, these fucking morons. You don't understand how good this military coup was. This military coup was going to do so many great things for you. Oh, you big, stupid dummy. Oh, you thought this was bad? You thought your democratic system of government being toppled by a military attack upon it was bad? You stupid rubes. Oh, man, we were trying to help you. Ah, God, you fucking moron normies. Oh, I hate you so much. Stupid normies and your dumb normalness and your respect for the peaceful transition of power and free and fair elections. Boo, boo. A pox on all of you. Yeah. It's like, I just love the idea that us morons would have done bad things if Q-Team had toppled our government and installed Trump illegitimately through a military dictatorship. And it would have been our fault. We would have been in the wrong to be mad about that. And basically the video is like, God damn, you stupid morons. We couldn't do it that way. We had to win an election in order to keep you idiots happy. I hope you're happy we placated you by doing this the peaceful way. Losers. Okay, so tell us how tough the doing it this way would be.
No, it would have to be the latter. So they needed a candidate who could win, and who could win big. Many states like California had been so heavily inundated by criminals that even the voting machines were electronically set up to swing votes any which way. It would need to be a very decisive victory.
Now, you notice all of the bullshit they say there at the end, where they talk about how it had to be a decisive victory, and they had to just beat the deep state's ass with an incredibly popular and universally beloved candidate. Because they have to do all this bullshit to try to convince themselves that they did win legitimately and decisively and dominantly, even though Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million votes. And in any non-bullshit election system, she would have been president and Trump would have been defeated. And this is something, quick aside, that always drives me up a wall, is that people are like, oh, America isn't ready for a woman president and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, we were. We voted for Hillary. Hillary would have been our president if a national popular vote existed. But America has vote points in score zones. And as a result, we got Trump. So, but like, don't tell me that Hillary was like some sort of specifically divisive, bad, shitty candidate. No, it was actually our electoral system that sucked. And that's why we got screwed. And that's why this video is so defensive and is doing all this bullshit to tell their audience, no, Donald Trump won huge. He won so big. Like, don't listen to any of the bad people who talk about how he didn't win super big and super impressively, because he totally, totally did. Everyone loves that guy. Orange Man, good and popular and beloved. So this is the setup. And again, I mean, they're obviously like leaning into like what is happening, and they're implying and inferring Trump. But this is 9 minutes and 10 seconds into this video. So it's 9 minutes into a 13 minute video. So we're like over 60% done, almost 70% done with this video. And we haven't even named the king of QAnon. We haven't even named our champion yet. And that's the final payoff. And That is what this whole thing is about when you think about Q, the plan to save the world, and what was going on in 2018 with QAnon, and who people like Joe M were trying to reach out to and trying to connect with. And that was Illuminati believers, people that believed in this sort of universal myth, what I call a grand unifying conspiracy theory, where all the bad things in our world are done by a group of people, and those people control everything. It's not like Bigfoot or Loch Ness or some silly like belief about, I don't know, Beyonce faking her pregnancy. Like regular conspiracy theories about a situation, they're a dime a dozen. The grand unifying conspiracy theory is world building. It's a narrative that engulfs everything about us. It's why you have to work three jobs, and it's also who killed JFK, and it's also how Obama was going to destroy us all. Everything in our world becomes interconnected. It's the gif from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where the guy's got the lines on the map and he's like waving his arms, wearing the tinfoil hat and all that shit. That is the grand unifying conspiracy theory. It's where it's all connected, bro. And that's what QAnon is. QAnon was the latest iteration of that belief system, which began with the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, continued on through the McCarthy Red Scare, and in the 80s, the Satanic Panic. And then in the internet era, it became the Illuminati. And then it finally became now QAnon. And the big spin, the big twist on all of this is that QAnon is the belief that there is a protagonist, that there is a opposite force pushing back against the bad guys that run everything. Because talking shit about the bad guys that run everything is nice and it's exciting, but at the end of the day, if you can't actually push back on them with legitimate power, what good is it? I mean, Alex Jones spent like all those years talking mad shit about the New World Order. And when did he truly get like super big and like more mainstream than ever? It's when he finally got to Trump. It's finally when he got his boy in office. That's when it finally changed. Being a 9/11 truther got him on the map, but that didn't give him nearly as much power as being in proximity to power. So yeah, like this is what it's all about. This is what this movement is trying to establish, that, hey, Illuminati people, you've got a reason to wake up in the morning now. The bad guys that put all the shows on your TV, that put all the music on your radio, that do all the bad things, they are going to be defeated. And they're not going to be defeated by some idiot podcaster or somebody live streaming stuff on the internet. They're going to be defeated by the President of the United States. They're going to be defeated by somebody with actual force, actual damage capabilities. And that is what this is about. That's what this is all about, is that we finally got someone who's going to go at the bad guys and defeat the satanic baby eaters and make things right in our world. And now here we are, stuck in this QAnon bullshit. So that's this week's episode. Next week will be the wrap-up where the plan gets fully fulfilled. And it's very funny because, again, you've heard most of what Joe M has said. He's laid out most of it. And so as a result, it's really funny that this hasn't happened, because this was 2018. So we're 8 years in and we still haven't released the NSA data logs and crushed the bad guys. But maybe next week, who knows? They might do it. So thanks for listening. Patreon.com/PokerPolitics. Throw some money in the tip jar. If you don't want to do that, go to love146.org, take care of them, give them money to fight human trafficking. 5-star review wherever you listen to this, all that good stuff. Be our street team. Promote the pod. Let everybody know I'm great, and Steph is great, and Eric is great, and Haley's great, and anyone else who wants to join the show as a co-host, they're great too. DM me. You could be on the show. We got no standards here. We're a free-flowing, silly, willy-nilly.